Shabbat Shalom. This week our parasha is Akev, which means consequence, and covers Deuteronomy 7:12 through 11:25. In this parasha, we will see the importance of making choices and the consequences that it brings depending on how we choose. Our parasha begins in chapter 7, continuing the speech Moses is giving our people before we take possession of the promised land. If we are faithful to keep the commandments the Lord has given us, we are promised good, fruitful land in Israel, and that in every way we will be blessed more than any other people. Moses assures our people that despite the supposed greatness of the Canaanites, the Lord will be with us, and we will utterly destroy them. However, we are told not to take any of their silver or gold because it was used for disgusting, abominable practices. Their riches are to be destroyed, but if we take it into our homes, we will also be destroyed with it. The rest of the parasha has Moses recounting the history of our people in the wilderness. He reminds this new generation what happened to their fathers and mothers. The incident of the golden calf is recounted, along with Moses smashing the first set of tablets containing the Ten Commandments. Other incidents where we provoke the Lord's wrath are mentioned, such as at Massah. We are told repeatedly to not make the same sinful choices and instead remember how the Lord saved us from Egypt and has continued to preserve us through the wilderness journey. We are also told that Israel is being given to us because of the Lord's faithfulness to our ancestors, not because of our own supposed righteousness. It is also because of how wicked the Canaanites are that they are being destroyed. They had a child sacrifice, bloodletting rituals, all sorts of just really horrible practices as part of their faith. And their wickedness is what causes them to be destroyed. And so we cannot claim we have earned or deserve the land of Israel from our supposed good deeds. And when we enter into land, we should remember these things and not later think, oh, it was because of how amazing we were that we got this land and that we conquered. That's all about us. So towards the end of chapter 10, we have one of the most beautiful passages in the entire Torah. In it, we are told what the Lord requires from us all is to walk in his ways, to love him and serve him with all our heart and soul, following his commands. The Lord is good, and to him alone belongs all power and glory. And in his great love, he has chosen us from all peoples. We are commanded to love the foreigner who stays with us, because Adonai also loves them. And we too were foreigners in Egypt. Our parasha ends with the second part of the Shema, commanding us to diligently teach all the Lord's commandments to our children. We are to bind them on our hands, foreheads, doorposts, and gates. They are to be on our lips at all times, and we should immerse ourselves constantly in the teaching of our God. Now, one of the most striking things I find about this parasha, and really Deuteronomy in general, is the amount of repetition it contains. The name itself means second law in Greek. Why does Moses, and really the Lord, find the need to constantly repeat how we need to follow Adonai's teaching and do the right things when we enter Israel? Over and over again, we hear the words remember, remember, remember. Pretty much every parasha in Deuteronomy, that refrain happens over and over again. Why? Well, the answer is painfully obvious if we're honest with ourselves. And the answer is, the reason for the repetition throughout God's word is because as fallen human beings, we want to do things our way and not the Lord's. And we're very quick to forget what the Lord has done for us. Left to our own desires, everyone does what is right in their own eyes, as Judges tells us. We each turn to our own ways. The proof is in how our people fail to listen to the instructions in this parasha, and really in the book of Deuteronomy as a whole, and experience the curses of God and not really the blessings. But there is another lesson I believe we can learn from Parasha Kev, and that is it's possible for us to change. Now that might be a simple thought, but it has some profound implications. We have the capacity, through the Lord's help, to change in a positive way. As Moses recounts in this parasha, the wilderness journey, it is presented as a lesson to persuade the new generation to make different choices than the old. That generation was not helpless. They were not doomed to repeat the same mistakes again. And they had a real, honest opportunity to make positive change in serving the Lord with all their hearts and experience the blessings of God that come with that. So our past is something to learn from, but we are not bound to constantly repeat it. We are called in Deuteronomy 10 to circumcise our hearts, to remove that which mentally causes us to be stubborn and hard-hearted. So whether we choose to serve the Lord or choose to serve ourselves, it is a conscious, deliberate choice, each having its own consequences. We must choose what priority the Lord will have in our lives, and whether things like money, power, and the love of others come before the Lord or not. It is a struggle each of us must wrestle with, especially when we are constantly tempted in these areas, both offline and online. Ikev encourages us that through the Lord's help, we can make the right choices each day, to have our hearts tender towards Adonai through his Spirit, that who we have been is not who we will always be, and that real change is possible today, right this very moment. It is not how we started, but how we end. Today, we can experience the circumcision of the heart through the new covenant made through Messiah Yeshua. In the sinless Son of God, there is real freedom to make the choices the Lord wants and not our own. We can find freedom from our past, from our family's history, and choosing an ending in the eternal promised land, the new Jerusalem, filled with blessings beyond our comprehension. May the Lord enable each of us to make the right choices each day, to serve him above our jobs, our sinful desires, and the pressures of our culture around us. May each of us experience the circumcision of the heart found in this parasha, freedom from our past, and move forward to enter into the eternal promised land of the new Jerusalem, ruled over by our wonderful Messiah. Thank you.